A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and all the goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. We are familiar with people, families torn apart because of possessions, land, families, siblings, they can't get along because of inheritance. We read every day how people, especially in the political realm, send emissaries, send assassins to eliminate people, opponents, because of greed, because of power grabbing. It's no news. It happens everywhere. But shame, shame, because all these things will pass. And what happens to the blood that we spill because of power, because of possession? People become fetish to hurt their own blood relatives, their siblings. People use dark powers because they want this land to be mine. These same possessions we are all going to leave behind. And Jesus says to us, "Why do you suffer all this when in the end it's not going to be yours? You're not going to take it with you when you die." What lesson do we learn? Live each day with gratitude, with thanksgiving, with contentment, with fulfillment. Today we celebrate the priest, Paolo Francisco Danei, also known as Paul of the Cross. He lived and died right before the American independence, October 18, 1775. So you remember, this was the period he lived. And he loved the cross. He loved God so much. Whatever came his way, he accepted them without complaining. He established the group called the Passionists, if you've ever heard of the Passionists. Today, there are almost about 3,000 members of the Passionists. They are schooled in the art of giving retreats. This is what matters, to feed our souls. So almost 2,900 and something members giving retreats, feeding the soul. This is the legacy he left us, Paul of the Cross. May we continue to feed our souls while we attempt to fill our physical bodies, which is okay, but not to be greedy. Amen.